Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
Time is done for winning. It is just the beginning. what they call when it just do.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Three Witches and a Druid, where we sit around with some lovely Beltane, 2020-something mead, and talk about our lives as modern witches and druids. I am Margot.
And I am Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So tonight's first episode, the first recording tonight, it was suggested by a listener about lifting hexes. So we've talked in the past about minor hexes and inconvenient hexes. We've never talked about how to remove a hex. So I think we'll start off discussing what we feel are hexes and our thoughts on hexes.
I think that a good deal of the hexes that happen, and this is just my opinion, are usually done by accident because people don't pay attention to what they're... If you're really, really angry and you're having nasty, 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 nasty thoughts about someone repeatedly and all the time and thinking just hateful things towards them, I think that you can hex them without meaning to.
Right.
Now, there are deliberate ones, but as far as that goes, I think that a lot of hexes can be done. Accidentally, I know my 13-year-old daughter accidentally hexed a boy.
Oh, yeah?
Her first little boyfriend. And when he broke up with her. And she was so upset and this and that. And was friends with the boy's mom. And the kid ended up sick. He ended up with a severe case of anemia. And it wasn't going away and it wasn't going away. And I figured out what was going on. And I said, what have you done? I said, did you do anything on purpose? She says, well, I don't know. I don't think. And we know it was her.
Yeah.
And then we worked on it and he got better. Because it can happen, just your intention.
Yeah, the intent is behind it.
Yeah, like if you're praying for someone's death, something unpleasant is going to happen to them.
Yeah.
That's my thought on... Now, there are very deliberate hexes.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen a case or two of that. What I don't get, and maybe I'm a chicken, it's the whole threefold law thing. You know, what you do will come back to you and all of that. Do people have no fear? I wonder.
Well, some people say that doesn't apply to them. It's a modern concept. Like, not everyone believes in that.
That's true. Not everybody does. And even some Wiccans don't take it as, if gospel, face value.
And maybe
But
you know, it's like so many ancient texts.
But I was going to say, I wouldn't say threefold law, but the world proves day after day after day to us that you do something, there's an effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. And get biblical,
just because
you sow.
Just because you don't believe in something doesn't mean it's not there. I can not believe in gravity. I'm still going to fall.
Yeah. History proves.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you say by accident, I don't even think people necessarily have to pray for bad things to happen to somebody. They just have to, like, I can remember somebody who's a great knitter and crafter, and they were working on a sweater for Yule gifts for their significant other. And she said to me that she had, through a hard experience, realized that she can't work on it when she's frustrated with them, because it's not magic. You're putting
all of
that in there. But she didn't know that until she had some bad experiences with that kind of thing. And she thought to herself, I'm just cloaking somebody in not magic. So when you want to make something for somebody, you have to hold them in what you want for them, not what the frustrations of the day may be. And it can be just petty little things that you're just slightly frustrated.
That frustration doesn't even have been originated from them.
Yeah.
Either.
Exactly.
I remember when I worked at one of the flower shops, having just a horrible day with my boss and having to do a wedding later that day, put the flowers together for a wedding. And there was quite a group of us there working together. And I was just ready to rip somebody's head off. And it was actually one of the other women, not remotely pagan, who pointed out, it is not fair to put that energy into someone's wedding flowers.
That's right.
They don't deserve that. You need to get rid of it somehow. Calm yourself, center yourself, and work on this project with the joy and the love and the respect and the dignity it deserves in order for that to then be part of the wedding and part of her experience, the bride's mm-hmm. experience. Mm-hmm. So I really took that to heart at that point and realized that, no, you can't be working on whether it's wedding flowers, a sewing project, because we all know your sewing machine knows when you're cranky.
Yes, because yes. cranky back.
Yes.
When you say that, I remember as a property manager, people come in, they get a new apartment, they sign for a certain amount of time, they get to choose colors, that sort of thing. And a pagan-friendly tenant that moved in said he wanted to do it. And I was like, we have people to do it. I'm thinking about the carpets and the floors and, you know, all those sorts of things that could be at risk if somebody doesn't take care. And this was a person who would take care with painting. And he said to me that this is covering the walls that surround me. And I don't want somebody to come in and paint my apartment if they hate their job. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But or their life or their whatever, because that's going to be surrounding me all the time. And I never thought about it before, but 100%. And I took a chance. He did a great job.
That's a really good point, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're ever moving into a new place, at the very least, always give it a good cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
Good salt and water, and it's, you know, smudge it out or whatever. Give a good cleanse.
You don't want to inherit somebody's hex, somebody's bad luck, somebody's frustrations, and their own personal energetic signatures.
So you're now hexed. What's the first thing you do? Find out where it's from.
Yeah, yeah. I would use divination because I wouldn't trust myself to maybe you're not hexed. Maybe this is just a series of unfortunate events. So use divination to verify that, and then use divination of some sort to explore where that might be coming from, because you may not know. You may not know. One of the things I was thinking when we were talking about it, like I said, historically, magic has been the tool of people who are in places without power over their lives. And they, you know, the tool of last resort when the courts don't support you, when you're marginalized in ways. And so if it is being used against you, you may think, well, nobody's ever even said anything miserable to me. And that's, you know, been in my head. And I think I'm reasonably approachable. But you don't know if they feel powerless. You don't know what's going on. So you may not be aware that somebody is upset with you. And that's why a little divination helps.
Yeah, just also to make sure that this just isn't maybe you've been in a bad place, you've put out bad energy, and unpleasant things are just attracted to you because of your bad energy. You know, like attracts like. And it might not even be a specific person.
Yeah.
And I think we're talking about, before we get into breaking hexes, is the best defense is a good offense. So always have protection around you. Cleanse your house. You know, keep negative things from coming in. Maybe a crystal on you or something. Keep your shields, you know, wherever you're going and whatnot. Because that will help, even if people are grumpy with you, to repel anything that maybe coming and you're going, oh, what's an annoying thing you can do? Disco balls.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
In their window.
Or, you know, you don't have that. Just cut out little pieces of tinfoil and put the shiny side out if you don't want to go have to break up a mirror. How am I going to get a mirror into all these small pieces?
Our dollar store sold little tiny in the party display area, little tiny disco balls. I have a couple in my house.
At Christmas time, Yule, you can get the little tiny looking disco balls for on the tree. Those are perfect.
In the craft section, can't you get like little small mirrors as well?
Yeah, like at Michael's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I remember that was something that we used to recommend, to wear one in your bra with the shiny side out. Mm-hmm. So that you're always protected and deflecting anything negative that might be coming at you.
And to do that, you would enchant that
that mirror to allow anything positive to come through, yes. but to repel yes. the negative,
yep.
and,
repel
and,
negative.
And to put that in, because you could also find yourself not getting anything coming
yeah.
through.
Yeah,
yeah.
And try to, you know, cleanse your aura occasionally. I mean, there's probably 5,000 cleanse your aura, you know, visualization things on YouTube. You can find one, you know, mm-hmm. to try to keep yourself protected and your energy clean when you can, as much as you can.
I don't know. I've always thought, truthfully, that love and laughter will break damn near any kind of hex. A laughter ritual might be fun.
Positivity.
Well,
I was saying before we started recording, you know, all these things that have been happening to me and piling up and piling up and piling up and thinking, good Lord, where is this all coming from? And who expects me to deal with all of this? And stubbornness as well.
Yes.
I refuse to let it
yeah.
get me down. And
it's like, in a sense, revenge.
It's sort of, in a way.
Living well is yes. the best
yeah.
revenge.
Seeing the women who run the knee replacement prehab program again that I was in the last knee replacement, and they're all like, I don't know how you do it, you're just so positive and cheerful all the time. And I basically said, otherwise I wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
like yeah. It's my only choice.
You're also part cyborg. That's pretty cool.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
Part cyborg.
Yeah. But yeah, just laughter, joy, the refusal to succumb to it, I think is a big part of it.
Another way, what was it? I haven't done it for hex removal, but I have done it before for just removing negative things, is get into a meditative state and just imagine anywhere there might be like cords attached to you.
Yeah.
And one of those cords could be, if there is a hex, and just imagine, you know, just yep. visualize yourself removing those cords from you. And if you have a hard time with visualization, you could always, I'm getting imaginative, take like a stone and tie a string around it and attach the other end to a candle representing you and then light the candle. Like a cord, it could just be a thread. You know, even a sewing thread, something thin, and then light that candle and let that cord burn away. And you could program the rock to be whatever's dragging you down, whatever is hexing you, whatever. That just came to my head.
See, in my head, when you said you could take a rock and tie a cord to it, and I'm like, and tie it to yourself and dump all that stuff into that rock and then cut the cord and chuck that rock in a lake somewhere.
That's a great one, too.
Either way. So where I went with the, I get to take that one further. I remember some time ago. So, you know, nothing too extreme. Take some herbal supplement that helps move things along internally and chant that to magnetize anything that's miserable that you've internalized. Because a lot of the aura cleansings, a lot of the work that we do is exterior.
Yes.
That's
a good idea.
What have you internalized? So yeah. you take that
Senecas
or take the prune juice, take whatever,
yeah.
enchant that, magnetize that so that it attracts all of the negative. All of those sorts of things. And then visualize that moving through your system and just drawing anything that you've internalized that's been thrown at you.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow.
Get the stool softener.
Get the stool softener. And then, and then just flush that sucker away.
Yep. You guys are so much more mature. See, I put the rope on the rock and then spin it around. Maybe it'll hit someone and then it goes off them.
Although I'm thinking it was a couple of days ago, maybe somebody already did that, because a couple of days ago, the sewage plant exploded a big noise and half of the North End lost power.
Oh, my good.
I take no responsibility.
One me.
I have an alibi.
Yeah, that's a good one. But that is, I never thought about that.
No, that is.
The internal yep. colon cleanse.
Because we all know how much Margot likes to hang on to her shit.
Yes.
God.
But also, even just surround yourself with a couple little mirrors or something pointing out and send it back whence it came. Now, a lot of people think that just perpetuates the back and forth. You're sending the negativity back. There's also, I can't think of which ones off the top of my head, but there are many crystals that just neutralize any negative energy that's coming towards you. Doesn't fling it back. It just neutralizes.
And again, a mirror is the same thing, that you could program that mirror to ground that, to reflect it into the ground outside of your property line.
Yeah.
Outside of your apartment, outside of the building. have it facing out but down or something, or yeah, into the sky, to into universal energy. There's lots of things like that energetically and meditatively that you could do. But I think also, like you mentioned, crystals, there's lots of herbs, there's lots of other things. I have chickens now, as I've probably bragged over and over again, that nobody, you know, it's,
I am you're envious
of a brag that you're
envious of your chickens.
But now I've been saving the eggs because they're also my eggs. They're right. Not a chicken that, you know, I don't, and I try to buy my eggs from where they, you know, where they were raised somewhat ethically. But now I know they are. They're spoiled even. But eggshells are traditionally used for protection. Now, I mean, they have a real use in hoodoo and a real background, but eggshells are related to protection in a lot of other cultures as well, mm-hmm, because they encase and protect that living embryo
in a certain direction, impossible yeah to crush.
Yes, yeah, as exactly well. Very strong for what they're made of. So I've been saving these to make shell powder, and they're dual purpose, right? They're good for the garden, but they also protect the land that they're on.
Yes, and
protect the house.
Shells, if you have slugs,
yeah,
you don't put it fine. You put them pretty rough.
Coarse
around your plants, because the slugs won't go over them because it cuts their belly. So if you collect it enough, you could just, you know, put it around yeah the perimeter of your house.
Yeah.
And eventually just it dissolves in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's a good idea.
So, but that's, you know, that's just one example of something that's a byproduct. You don't have to go out and buy.
Yeah.
And there's lovely recipes of herbs and stuff that you can see online. But look for the things that are grown locally. It doesn't have to cost a lot.
Yeah.
To do a lot.
You can make it up.
Again, worst comes to worst, shiny side of tin foil.
Yeah.
You can make a tinfoil, nice tinfoil hat.
Get out of my head. I don't know that. Get out of my head.
Yeah, that's a whole different level, though.
Yeah.
I'm going down a different path. So is there different types of hexes and curses? Like, you were talking mostly about you as an individual being hexed, but, like, can an idea be hexed? Can an object be hexed?
Oh, I believe an object could be hexed. You put in, like, negative energy into something.
Yeah. Well, I guess we go back to, how do you remove that hex?
Well, I'm thinking of, like, Facebook Marketplace here and all the wedding ring sets and diamond rings you see there. Obviously from, you know, divorces and whatnot.
Yeah.
If that was the case and, say, you wanted to buy one of those rings, I would never, even if I buy the, you know, in a jewelry store, never put on a piece of jewelry or anything without cleansing it.
I thought you were going to say, like, if you have a cursed object to sell on Facebook Marketplace.
No. There's different ways. You could smudge it. You could salt and water it. Another really good one is take a bowl. Make sure these are all glass that you're using, ceramic, and fill it with salt, and then get a smaller bowl and nestle that smaller bowl in the salt right up to the edge, and then put your objects in there.
Yeah. It's a good way to do stones that could be affected by the
yes
salt.
But yeah, do you have one of those crystal cleansers from Mike Gray, who was here in our last episode?
Yes.
I have one of those beautiful crystal cleansers from Mike Gray. It's perfect.
I was thinking, when you said jewelry, story, one of the fellows that I work with in the prison, he said, can you do something with me? This, and he hands me this necklace. And it had been somebody was leaving the prison and they were divesting themselves of their stuff, which is often what happens. They don't often take their stuff out with them. They try and spread the joy a little bit. Anyway, he took no shit. So this necklace had an energy to it, I guess. And he said, you know, he said, I really appreciated it as a gift. It had been handcrafted inside and used, with some Asatru symbols on it and everything. And I appreciate that he gave it to me and these things. Every time I wore it, I got in a fight. Mm-hmm. Or I was like a lightning rod for things to happen. And he said, I want to have it, but I can't. Can you do something with it? So I said, well, I'm going to need it for at least a full moon cycle sort of thing. I actually kept it for 2 cycles. And I, you know, did the normal cleansing and I buried it in salt, kept it in sunlight for 1 moon cycle and then moonlight for the next. And I, you know, like various
you
things.
Did the,
because
you
I
did the big shebang.
I did everything. So I checked in with him because he's had it about 6 months and he said, so far, nothing.
Awesome.
So far, nothing.
Amazing.
Yeah. So,
good job.
Yes, layer your approaches. Mm-hmm. Like I think solar energy can clear things. I think lunar energy imparts different things. I think salt is amazing. Talk about
low-cost magic.
No
it's
kidding.
It's such an incredible mm-hmm. thing.
Then we've been having so much wind and rain.
Yes.
Get brave and go out and stand in that. If it's 2 degrees in wind and rain, it's horrible, which is what it's been.
But that's a great way to cleanse yourself, too. That's
yep.
a great way to wash away anything that might be after you.
But never leave the vacuum. You can remove the cords. You can do all of this. You can whatever. But then make sure you cleanse up your aura.
And protect yourself.
Yeah.
Lots of great jewelry, guys and girls, and anyone else.
You could be wearing for protection all the time.
A lot of times, people, oh, this was my grandmother's, I wear it for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, you know.
This is the unconscious folk magic that mm-hmm. people don't know that they're...
Yeah.
Yeah, that they're doing.
100%.
This is for good luck. The good old rabbit's foot. I don't even know if you can get a real rabbit's foot on a keychain anymore.
I'm sure you could in certain dark areas of the web. Or certain flea markets, maybe.
Never know. What we really need is, pardon me, Gwen, heavens forbid, that one of your chickens should cross the rainbow bridge. You keep those chicken feet.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's one thing you never got about the rabbit's foot. It wasn't very lucky for the rabbit. He's currently out of foot.
He's a...
Yeah, but he was probably delicious.
I was going to say, it's our version of using every part of the animal.
Yeah, fair.
It's true. No, we did.
What, the middle-class white version of this
animal? I grew up around that. My mother's father, he always, you know, snaring rabbits for years and years and years. I ate plenty of wild meat growing up. And there was one of my grandmother's neighbors, like, if you had enough rabbit skins, she'd make you a hat or pairs of mittens. And so there we are. We got eaten. People got hats and mitts.
People wore the foot.
People got the foot. I mean, I keep shooting things just for the shit of shooting them because, you know, whatever. I don't agree with that. But if you're going to eat it and all of that,
okay.
I have no problem.
I'm just saying, like, as a lucky charm.
It's not very seems, lucky.
It's a little oxymoron. Yeah.
If you ate the rabbit, okay, or if somebody ate the rabbit. With proper respect and all. But
rabbit is good.
It's delicious.
Says you the vegetarian. I do remember really liking rabbit a lot. Yeah.
And where I lived, where I grew up, it was before the coyotes came back. And rabbits were just, they were a pestilence. People killed as many rabbits as they could. You know, for food, not just for the hell of it. Everyone ate them. Everyone had rabbits to eat because there was so many. They were a pestilence. And then the foxes and the coyotes moved in and the population got under control.
Right.
Because they were really bad for a long time. So any other things about breaking a hex anyone can think about?
I think we got it. Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. So if you discover that you're hexed, don't be scared. Try not to be scared. Take your time. Take care of it. Call a friend.
That's what I was going to say. Call a friend. Because sometimes by the time you figure it out, you're so low yourself that maybe you don't have the energy to push through.
Yeah.
That's what friends are for.
Call a friend. Anything. Or even like if you are low too, there's always have a nice salt bath. Bath with salt. And then, you know, put a crystal in too. But remember, don't leave a void. If you're getting rid of something, add something to it. Don't leave that sucking void. Because
music, laughter, whatever.
Joy.
Fill that void with joy and then slap some protection on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and if it's a really, really big one, we'll call your local coven.
Yes. Practical magic style.
That's right. Call your local coven. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining in with us. This has been a great conversation. And if you have any questions or comments, I guess we have Instagram. Is that what you were telling me before? Instagram or Facebook. You can certainly leave questions or comments. Or if you have any suggestions for shows, we're always looking for suggestions.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content,
behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family.
Until next time, everybody, merry meet,
merry part,
and merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.